Welcome back to In Depth for a second and final interview, and another first-time guest in the studio right now is Emily Burtman with Harvest NV. How are you?
Ian, I'm well. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So Harvest NV, give me the lowdown. What was the brainchild? You're the brainchild behind this, are you not?
Yeah, I worked with an organization in Los Angeles called Food Forward, and they are a similar gleaning organization. When I moved to Reno, I was looking forward to doing some of that work here as well, but didn't find the opportunities. So this last December, a friend of mine who had also done some gleaning work in the community and I got together and talked about what it would look like to start our own nonprofit.
Oh, that's cool.
So it launched in February, and we're here now helping the community, reducing food waste and feeding hungry people. We work with local residents and volunteers to pick fruit and vegetables from backyard trees and gardens and then donate that to charities that feed hungry people in Reno.
Wow, that's cool. So let me get your background. So you were in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get involved with like nonprofits general, definitely, or general like food related ones?
Well, I feel pretty compassionate for people who have needs greater than my own.
Right.
And I think that in a city like Los Angeles, you see a lot of hungry, homeless people regularly.
Lord knows, yeah.
It's incredibly visible here in Reno as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel passionately about helping them. I think it's one of the small but really effective things we can do to help our community is to get people nutritious food that's not from a box or a can, but from your backyard, from a tree, from your garden.
Yeah.
That's got, you know, a lot more health benefits and is not always as easy to come by. So I think it's important to work with what we have. We have a lot in the community.
We really do. And I think people don't take that into account always.
It's true. I mean, I'm sure in your neighborhood, I don't know where you live in town, but in my neighborhood, there are at least 50 fruit trees in a 2-block radius.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's like that's a wealth of cuisine that you could take advantage of.
Yeah, exactly. And the charities that we donate to will accept the fresh raw fruit in perfect condition. So we don't donate anything that's damaged or ugly, but we'll turn that into jams and canned goods.
That's great.
And give that away as gifts to our donors and our volunteers.
Oh, cool.
And we're also accepting people to join our canning and jamming coalition.
Oh, really?
So if you know how to jam or can and you want to get some canning and jamming on with us, you can sign up on our website to do that.
Oh, that's really rad.
Yeah.
Wow, you got a number of different programs that I feel like nobody's ever thought of.
We sure do. We're really trying to make it efficient and fun and engaging. And I really want to galvanize the community around our efforts. It's the picking itself, when we're going to be picking the fruit trees in the gardens, it's going to be a short, 2-hour commitment.
Yeah.
Not a whole day in the sun. We're going to do it when it's comfortable in the nice, cooler weather morning, evening hours. You'll meet some great people. It'll be small groups of like-minded individuals getting together to do good and have a good time. And you're going to be outdoors being active, so it's a healthy activity to participate in.
Right.
You're going to leave feeling great.
Yeah, that's awesome. And actually, it made me think of, so when did you come to Reno?
Oh, I moved to Reno in 2014.
Did you immediately kind of have this idea when you got here, or was it kind of a slow process?
Well, later that spring, when I started noticing that there were quite a few fruit trees in the neighborhood I was living in the Wells area, that's when I started looking around for other opportunities to volunteer doing fruit tree gleaning in Reno. There is another project, the Reno Gleaning Project, who...
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't even know about that.
They've been around for 10 years. They're fantastic.
Wow.
They run
okay.
their operation a bit differently than we do, but, we're partner operations. We have the same goals, and we're just very volunteer-oriented and focused, and... I think that's going to be what people find really fun about Harvest NV.
Yeah, that's really cool. So you saw these fruit trees and you thought, well, why don't we kind of take advantage of these?
Yeah.
And then that's when you got, who is your friend that you kind of started this with?
Yeah, my partner, Michelle Groy.
Okay.
She's fantastic. And she's got a background in Peace Corps volunteerism and grant writing with UNR.
I know Michelle, actually.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. Yeah.
That's the whole reason I'm here with you today.
Oh, right on, because you introduced us. That's why. All right. Well, that's cool. So, I know getting nonprofit status is a journey. So what was that like?
Oh, well, I have a background in business management and accounting.
Okay.
I'm pretty well versed in paperwork.
Yeah, you got that going for you.
Yeah, I had we have a friend who also consulted with us, who runs a nonprofit of his own as well, and he pointed us in the right direction to get some of our starting resources.
Oh, good.
You know, the right websites to look at, the paperwork, the right things to file. I also took a extension course at UNR, the Excellence in Nonprofit Management course, which I'm now certified in, and I feel like that was an excellent tool for me to have under my belt.
Your
under
belt?
My belt.
That's all right.
To just kind of buff up what I thought I already knew, confirm some things, give me some new ideas and input about how to best run this operation. And yes, it does take time to get your paperwork and your articles and everything organized and submitted to the state and then to the federal government as well. And with a small operation like we are, running on very few donations to start with, we did wait and try to get some donations to help us with the costs of starting. So it's all worked out well, though.
All right. That's awesome. So it's a kind of a skeleton crew right now, but you're hoping for volunteers. And how did you, I mean, so you're noticing all these fruit trees. I mean, do you just go knock on people's doors and go, hey, could we use your fruit that you're not using? Or how does that process go?
Yeah, we actually have our third board member is a mapper. And so we have a list of addresses that we've found that have trees. We're going to send them postcards and say, hey, we've noticed you have trees. If you'd like us to come pick your fruit, please get in touch with us when it's ripe.
Oh, that's cool.
And they can sign up on our website for that as well, which is harvestnv.org.
Okay. Make sure people know that.
Yeah. And I lost my train of thought.
That's all right. So you just send out postcards and hopefully, has that worked so far? Or are you just doing that in the future?
We had a booth at Earth Day a couple of weeks ago at the Mayberry Park Truckee Meadow birthday. It was
that.
A fantastic event.
Cool.
Beautiful, wonderful people organized it, and everybody had a great time there. We had a drive to sign up volunteers and trees, and we got about 20 people with trees signed up and about 68 volunteers signed up. So it was a pretty successful event.
Wow.
We were really stoked.
That's fantastic. Are people going to see you at future like festivals and events this summer?
Yeah, actually, coming up June 9th, we're having a beer, music and volunteer drive at the Blind Dog Tavern on Arlington. That's Sunday the 9th from 3:30 to 8:30. So if you want to come get down to some funky house music, drink a couple of brewskis and talk about volunteering with us, that's going to be our next event that we're doing.
That's your big one. Okay. Yeah. Any other events doing any like booths or tents anywhere?
We have not set up anything on our calendar yet. We're totally open to, you know, different events that people might want to suggest to us that we don't know about.
Cool.
But we are also planning on working with the farmers markets in town to set up
smart.
So that at the end of the market, any farmers that don't want to take all their extra produce, they'd like to donate it, we can give them a tax deductible donation receipt and then take it right away to a charity that'll feed somebody.
That's a good idea because Lord knows farmers markets are huge.
Yeah.
I mean, you got at least a couple like a day, I think, in various parts of Nevada. So.
Definitely. It's a great place to glean. And I think we've got some volunteers interested in helping us with those events already. So that's looking pretty good.
Good. Any other projects in your mind that you're like, man, I really want to focus on this area as far as hunger goes or what have you?
So a big part of what we're doing, in addition to helping curb hunger for the underserved in Reno, is reducing food waste in general is a great environmental impact.
Definitely.
So it's not lost on that side of it as well. Like, that's a really important part to me. I'm a total eco-friendly environmental chick. Like,
yeah.
I want to make sure what we're doing is not damaging and what we're doing is helping the earth and the people on it. So we'll be
kind of focusing your efforts. It's all right. It's okay. You're spitting out a lot of information all at once, so that's okay. So
it's been a long day.
I know. I realize that. So focusing your efforts kind of on that, on not only like good food, but sustainability.
Yeah, and educating and advocating for these efforts like in the community. We want to just let people know why we're doing it, what the benefits are, because there are many. You know, food insecurity is a big issue for lots of people in Reno and elsewhere. And food insecurity just means when you don't have enough food, healthy, nutritious food, to feel like you can eat three comfortable meals a day, get the right nutrients, and your brain power is working. So if you're food insecure, you're more likely to have chronic diseases or mental health issues, job insecurity, higher cost of healthcare, et cetera. It's a pretty vicious cycle. So making sure people have food security is a big thing we're trying to help out with.
Very cool. So what food pantries and organizations are you partnered with as far as this goes?
And I knew you were going to ask me this. We have a list of about a dozen right now that
you don't have to name all of them then.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a good handful of organizations that are really great in this area that do feed people in Reno, mm-hmm. and we're working with all of them, basically.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good for you to like get connected immediately.
Definitely.
That's awesome. Well, people need to volunteer. They can go to your website, harvestnv.org.
That's right, harvestnv.org. We've got sign-ups for your fruit trees, sign-ups to volunteer, sign-ups to can and jam with us. It's going to be great.
And come to the beer event. Say when and where again.
Yeah, music, beer, and volunteer drive at the Blind Dog Tavern June 9th from 3:30 to 8:30. Come anytime. During that time, we'll be there.
All right. Cool. Oh, it's such a cool to have you in this community helping out as the way you are. So that's really cool. Emily Burtman, that's with Harvest NV. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Ian.
Of course.